بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atal, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qum, Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much.
Okay, Brother Suhail, for today's discussion, we want to talk about a very important topic in Islam, one of the most important criteria by which a truthful Muslim is known, and that is the concept of taqwa. We cannot translate it into English because, you know, God-wariness is one word, piety, God-fearfulness, or something like that, okay? But all of them are not the exact equivalent to the term taqwa. Let's talk a little bit about the term taqwa first. What does it mean by taqwa, and then get to the concept?
So the word piety, taqwa, or yes, piety, as you say, that cannot actually define the word taqwa. It has a simple meaning: to fear Allah and to guard against evil. Is frequently used by laymen and experts and recommended by one group or the other. But what does it really mean?
Yes.
Each group has a special meaning of piety in mind. To clarify its meaning, we need to discuss the views of lexicographers, mm-hmm, and scholars, as well as those of Ahlul Bayt and some of mystics.
Yes.
Allama Tarihi, may his soul rest in peace, has said, he said that taqwa in the Holy Quran has several meanings. We have the first one is fear and awe, mm-hmm, as we have seen in the Quran say, me alone should you fear.
Okay.
Then we have obedience and worship. Be careful of your duty to Allah with care which is due to Him. And the third one is purifying the hearts from sins. And he who obeys Allah and His Apostle and fears Allah and is careful of his duty towards Him, these it is that are the achievers. This is Surah number 24, verse 52.
Mm-hmm.
That it is said that this last meaning is the real meaning of taqwa and not the first two meanings. He has also said taqwa originally comes from the word waqaya,
mm-hmm,
means to bend and to keep.
Yes.
It is also said that taqwa comes from the word waqaya, meaning safeguard and protect. Raghib says waqaya is to keep something from what harms it, and taqwa is to guard self from what it fears. He further says that speaking religiously, taqwa to guard self against sins, its realization depends on abandoning what has been generally forbidden and even some of the permissible acts.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is in general notion what taqwa is.
But it does not generally mean that we have to be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it? I mean, this fear that with the term that fear we use over here is very much different from, for example, fearing a lion or a wild animal or, I don't know, a shocking, for example, incident in our life, isn't it?
So, yeah, this fear that here it talks about is different from the fear that you said, mm-hmm, regarding lion and
yes,
other animals that we have, or general fear with our bosses, for example.
Uh-huh, yes.
They cut our patience and salaries, you see.
Yeah.
No, this kind of fear only comes because of the concept of carrot and stick,
mm-hmm,
that we have, that you know that if you don't do, then you'll get a stick for to it. But no, here fear has a portion of love and belief towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you love and believe Him and you want to follow Him, that's when this fear comes from. So we have something also, you can see the fear of good.
Mm-hmm.
You see, for example, the fear that we have from our bosses or lion is different from the fear of our kids.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want our kids to fall into wrong actions and stuff. We fear for them and therefore prepare the stage for them not to go astray. It's the fear towards goodness, fear towards kindness, and not fears to be like scared. It has some kind of notion of scariness, because if Allah tells you if you do this, you are going to be in this position in the day of Qiyamah. You do this, you are going to be that. It's because He wants for you what is best for you to perfect yourself as a human being.
That's right.
And that's why He has kept this laws in place for you to act and achieve on it.
That's right.
Yeah.
But taqwa necessarily does not mean to only do good actions, isn't it? I mean, for example, sometimes taqwa for some people is the insistence on doing good deeds. I mean, you are a good doer, but you insist on doing good, okay? Or for example, in crucial and controversial situations, you can decide the best. This could also mean taqwa too, isn't it?
Yeah, in certain sense, yes.
Uh-huh.
But it's not only that. As we can see that the way they have said that it means to safeguard from and to achieve from doing good and safeguard yourself from sin. Sometimes it's not only doing good, sometimes it's also abstaining from evil.
Uh-huh.
You see,
yes.
Only doing good is not that, and as we can see that a lot of scholars like Ayatollah Behjat talks in relation to taqwa, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
He says that how can I achieve, someone asks how can I achieve piety? He says do that what your Lord has told you and leave that what your Lord has forbidden you. That's enough. That's the minimum stage of taqwa. For example, do your daily prayers, do psalm, do fast, zakat, khums, jihad, amra bil ma'ruf, nahy anil munkar, and other things that are required from you.
Yes.
And leave other things that are bad, that Allah has forbidden you, drinking alcohol, having pork, maybe.
Yes.
And other items that are not there. Not as we have said that disrupting your relationship with your families, doing something that is not good, working against your anger, like you have an anger and you decide to do something against on it and listening to it, having egos working on that. This is what you need to abstain from.
Yes, that's right. The concept of taqwa is so much important. I mean, the word and the term taqwa has been used 17 times in the Holy Quran. Its derivatives more than 200 times in the Holy Quran. Imam Ali alayhi salam, has dedicated one special khutbah, mainly known as khutbah hammam or khutbatul muttaqin, to the concept of taqwa and what are the main attributes and the characteristics of muttaqin. This is very important. You know, I really invite our dear listeners, especially those who are not familiar with the khutbas and the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam, to refer to Nahjul Balagha, khutbah muttaqin. You know, that's really an outstanding, we can say, khutbah over there. What are the main characteristics of the pious people? For example, good speaking, humbleness, we can say being patient, do not be cruel, controlling your, we can say, anger, being hopeful of the good results of the actions, and forgetting, or it's better to say, that's right, living foul language in life. You know, these are some of the attributes that if a person does in life and be insistent on doing them and practicing them day by day, it would be very much great.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Well, what to do exactly to be called a muttaqi? This is another question.
So we have stages of taqwa.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Good.
The moralists consider three stages for taqwa,
mm-hmm.
of which is one, to safeguard self from eternal chastisement and from abiding in hell due to correcting one's belief. When a human being tries to rectify his belief, to avoid atheism, to improve his belief in monotheism, prophethood, and the Day of Judgment, to adopt a right path in imamate, to perform obligatory duties, and to leave the forbidden acts, he will save himself from chastisement and fire. This
okay.
is the first stage.
Yes.
The second stage is to avoid committing sins verbally and practically. Such a meaning of taqwa is best known to people of religion.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So just abstaining from sins and staying away from anything that is the foundation of sins as itself can be understood as one of the stages of
yes,
taqwa.
That's
the
right.
third one is to safeguard the heart from what keeps it busy away from the truth, from for the forbidden, the blameworthy and permissible act. This is excellent stage of taqwa.
Yes.
You see? So these are three of them, and including the sermon that you invited over here, the sermon of Hammam, I think.
Yes.
Which also is a explanation of one of these three
yes,
stages.
Yes. Okay.
Now here, maybe people would be interested in understanding why should I have piety? It's true that Allah has said, and I as a believer have to work on it, but why? What are the effects of
mm-hmm.
piety?
Yes.
Because we know that when Allah tells us to do something, it is not just out of the blue.
Yes.
He says, we know that the aim of the creation of human being is to reach excellence.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever Allah tells us something, even when they say about taqwa, it's related to us reaching our excellent stage.
That's right.
You see?
Okay.
So out of the effects of prayer, there are many, of which I'd like to just bring out some few so that the listeners would get an idea of what are they actually looking into. So one is observing the rituals, yashya'ir,
mm-hmm.
you see? As God himself says, and whoever respects the sign of Allah, this is the outcome of the piety of hearts.
Yes.
You see? And therefore, when it is said, one of the fruits and effects of piety is to observe religious
yes.
duties.
Okay.
It means that a pious man has to perform those duties in relation to see its effects. Two, Allah loves the pious ones.
Mm-hmm.
You see, as he says in the verse of the Quran, whoever fulfills his promise and guards, here the guards mean guards against evil,
yes.
then surely Allah will love those who guards
mm-hmm.
themselves against evil. The third is guardianship. About
yes.
guardians of inviolable mosque, wherein and what they have they that Allah should not chastise them while they hinder from the inviolable mosque, and they are not guardians of it. Its guardians are only those who guard against evil,
mm-hmm.
yani muttaqeen.
Yes.
But most of them do not know. Then we have the hereafter, having no fear or sorrow, a person who is muttaqi. You'll see the pious has no grief. The reason of not having grief is because he is performing all that Allah has told him to perform. Ease of affairs, any affairs that he is doing will be supported with ease. And
yes.
then maybe someone would ask, okay, we are talking about ease, but Allah has said that this world is a test and he will give us test. Yes, Allah will give us test, but because we are muttaqeen, inshallah, Allah helps us, give us tools to overcome
mm-hmm.
that problems and issues, so it becomes in our ease.
That's right.
Then okay. we have a lot of piety is a heavenly blessing.
Yes.
Piety is a solution, overcome Satan. And we have many more in these effects.
Yes.
We have almost around like maybe 23
yes.
effects that
yes.
we have seen in some traditional books. But yeah, these are the ones that we would see in most
okay.
of the cases.
In a beautiful hadith by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, there are three types of taqwas. As you said, one of them was the general one, which is leaving the muharramat. This is the general one. Usually the Muslims do that, okay? So they do, and this is because of the fear of the hellfire or something like that. Taqwa min Allah, which is called a special kind of taqwa, which is the person not only leaves the muharramat, but shubahat, even the doubtful ones
yeah.
are left. by the Muslim, and the other one, which is the last one for the special, we can say, saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is khas al-khas, taqwa billahi fillah, which is the person not only leaves the muharramat and shubahat, but of course, even some of the halal actions, or it's better to say some of the most mubah or ambiguous actions are, we can say, left by the person to the person only concentrates on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of taqwa. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن